into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com or emilymorse.com. Where you can listen to all of our shows, our podcasts, our read our blogs, and improve your sex life. What's up, Menace?
What's going on?
Happy day.
Yeah, it is a happy day, except for before I got here. I was hungry, but I didn't want to just like grab any old meal. I wanted to, you know, treat myself, do a better meal than I usually get.
Right.
So I go next door. It was delicious. It was this called this place called Eddie Rickenbacker's.
Oh yeah.
We've gone there before.
We ate that once, right.
And the only thing is, I hate this, and I never do this, but I went and ate by myself.
Oh, you never do that?
Never do that.
Oh.
I hate it. I hate it. And it's weird because, you know, I had two different waiters too. So they go, oh, are you here by yourself? Yes, I'm here by myself.
Party of one.
Party of one. Then the other waiter comes by. Oh, will it just be you today? Yes, it will just be me. I am the only one. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird at all.
I just hate it.
I hate it too because it makes you feel alone. I would have joined you.
I know, but,
no, but
you
the point was you wanted to eat,
eat
alone.
Anything.
I'd eat. I just had three things of licorice, stale licorice. But I'm going to eat
it
after.
It was a delicious meal. I had prawns and spaghetti.
Good for you.
It was so good.
Oh, sometimes I need to treat myself too.
Yeah.
Besides frozen burritos and stuff from my freezer, I try
treat
to.
Yourself.
I know I'm going to do that. I might go to that Japanese place that's right next door to the place that you went.
Really?
Yeah. Thinking about that because I am very hungry today. Which is why I just ate three pieces of stale licorice. So today's show, we're going to be talking about undressing. How to undress a woman and a man. Why it's important. What to do about it. How to do a striptease. How to get that goddamn bra off. All that stuff. And we're going to talk about five things you should never say to a woman. If we have time, we'll get to that. And then we also have your emails and the sex in the news. Today's show is brought to you by Jimmy Jane. Use coupon code SPRING for $25 off purchases of $100 or more. Go to sexemily.com. You can check out my Emily's Picks page on Jimmy Jane. We love Jimmy Jane. They make amazing products. They're great gifts if you want to get your partner a present. They make amazing vibrators. We love the Form 3. I love their cock ring. Their vibrating iconic ring is what it's called. And we know I love their massage candles because it's a great device to spice up your relationship. You give a massage, you pour the wax that's not too hot on the body that turns into delicious massage oil.
One thing I can say that I know about Emily Morris, well, two things. She's big with the candle wax burning and the cock ring. Should just incorporate those together. Like there should be a cock ring and then on top of the cock ring, like a little candle that you can light. And that I think that would be perfect for you because as the candle is burning all over your body.
Well, I think I want to do the massage first because they're massage candles. So you massage your partner and then you grab it from your nightstand.
Yeah.
Then you put the ring on and have intercourse.
But a cock ring with a little candle on top, you wouldn't love
dangerous.
That?
Dangerous. Dangerous because it's going inside of the vagina.
Like you don't.
Speaking of vagina, this is going to come across really weird right now, but I'm going to share this.
What?
Well, okay. You know how I have my app, Kegel Camp.
Yes.
Okay. So Kegel Exercise, I have an app called Kegel Camp. You can get it in the iTunes store and it's all about improving your Kegel. And my voice walks you through the app. Mm-hmm. And Kegel exercises are really great for men and women, helps you have longer, stronger orgasms, helps men with premature ejaculation. Fine. You all know that. I've talked about Kegel Camp a lot. However, I just partnered with Good Vibrations, another one of our sponsors, goodvibes.com. They sell every sex toy under the sun, and you use coupon code GVEMILY15 for 15% off your purchases. Back to my vagina. So they make these Kegel balls that you stick inside of your vagina, and they actually like help you do your Kegel exercises like all day long. They have little weights in them.
Yeah.
And so while you're just walking around doing your stuff, your Kegels are getting exercised. They're Lilo makes them. L-E-L-O.
D-L-O.
And so now I have this thing with Good Vibes that if you go into the actual store, it's a website where you can order from anywhere in the world. But if you go into the store and you show them that you have the app, you get 15% off any purchase. So I tried these balls out is the point. I have two balls inside of me right now. They're rubber balls with weights inside, and I'm exercising my Kegels as I'm sitting here speaking to you. Because it holds the weight. Your muscles are constantly reacting to these weights inside of you. Mm-hmm. So it's like I don't really have to do the actual tense, relaxed thing. They're just naturally being exercised. It's like not having to go to the gym. It's like putting on a sweatsuit and it's like making you.
How many balls do you have inside of you?
Two balls.
Two balls.
They're like little. They're like little balls. And is that weird? I forgot about it until just now.
Yeah.
Lilo makes them and Jeju makes them.
Can I go home for the day?
J-E-J-O-U. Why? Does that disturb you?
I don't know. I mean, I thank God I never really, have balls inside me.
I really want to exercise my Kegels. And sometimes I have my app, which reminds you to do your Kegels every day. And yeah, I just want to show that to everyone. I've got balls inside me.
How many balls can you put
inside
you?
Do you want me to pull
you?
Them out?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you might want to see them.
How many balls do you think you can fit inside?
Two.
That's it?
That's it.
Only two balls.
Two balls. But they make them. A bunch of other companies are making that. Candy from Candy, Bedroom Candy Line. Mm-hmm. She made some Kegel ball. It's a whole new thing.
Wow.
Sex toys that are these balls that you stick inside
Sounds
you.
Revolutionary.
I thought you'd be interested in that. And also, Sex with Emily is looking for interns. If you want to intern, you got any local friends in the San mm-hmm. Francisco Bay Area, have them email me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. That's what I got for you of my announcements. And
yes,
I'm like, that's all I got.
That's great. I have balls inside me and we're looking for interns. Just FYI.
Yeah, that's what I got for you at this moment. I have got some emails, but is there anything else that you'd like to share with
me? In the news and going on in my life? No, there's nothing. I went grocery shopping yesterday. That's about it. Nothing really
good
exciting
times.
Going on. You know what? This is the rest period before
I
go to Vegas like crazy. And then I have a concert on, you know,
November. When do you leave again?
May. 2 weekends in May. I'll be gone.
That'll be sad
and
time.
Then I'm going to have that concert that I put on every year. 40 acts, 22,000 people.
Okay.
It's a little stressful.
Where is it? In the city?
It's half hour outside the city.
Ugh, forget it. I was going to get a ticket, but I don't like driving to concerts outside the city unless you drove me there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be actually working, so I'll be there super early and super late.
It's not my schedule.
Totes.
I'm not into super early and super late, but I'm trying to think what else. There was something else.
Oh, do you know what? Here's another thing. You know, you're always talking about this restaurant, French Laundry, which is in
Northern California.
Northern California. Sonoma, whatever.
Calistoga, Napa, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How much does that place cost? Because I saw a bill from that place. It was like $2,000.
Yeah, it's like a very expensive meal.
What the F, man? I can buy the dopest LED TV for that price.
It's like the number one restaurant in the world.
No, it's not. It didn't even make the top 50 this year.
I think it did.
It didn't. It was the first year it didn't make the top 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So
well, French
the place
Laundry,
has really gone
it
downhill.
Takes forever. It takes forever to get reservations. You need to call. They only accept reservations like 30 or 90 days in advance, but you have to call that day at like 9 a.m. and they have to answer the phone. It's always busy and you got to get someone to call and it's so hard to get in. I've always wanted to go there. It's supposed to be this amazing dining experience.
For $2,000.
They have like sea salt that's like 1,000 years old that you put on your food.
All right. Two things. A, if I'm taking chick there, I got to get laid. If I'm not getting laid, then that is just the biggest waste.
Hopefully you're taking a chick there that you want to have sex with.
Of course.
It's a romantic meal.
I'm not going to take a chick anywhere to eat that I don't want to have sex with.
Okay.
That's crazy.
That's a good decision to make, to
and
have rules.
And then, number two, the food itself must be giving me fellatio for $2,000.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No effing
way.
Yeah,
there's lots of restaurants like that are super expensive.
What is going on?
I don't know. I want to go.
No way.
I've always wanted.
Of
I was actually dating a guy last year who had reservations. I just met him. And he had reservations there for four people, and he had already invited his people, and I wasn't able to go.
Oh.
I know. I was so bummed. He went while we were dating, took a limo, it's a whole night, French Laundry. You should check it out.
Whatever.
But it's
F that noise. Save your money, people.
Some people really like to spend their money on
if you get a little
culinary
piece of,
treats.
If you get a little gold nugget at the end of the night, then okay, fine.
They gave you little desserts to take home. I mean, it's like
at least you get something
thing.
At the end of the
it's
night.
It's like a four-hour dinner.
Okay. F that. That's so ridiculous.
A lot of meals are $2,000. Okay. Should we move into some sex in the news?
Yeah.
I won't be taking you there for your birthday then.
Good. Don't take me there. I want a TV for that price.
Do you need a new TV?
I need an LED Samsung television.
What kind of shitty TV did you make me buy?
I didn't make you buy a shitty TV.
You don't think it's shitty?
With the budget you gave me, I think it's fine.
That's true. Okay.
If you gave me a couple grand, I would have got you a dope television.
I didn't have a couple grand. But now we're going to be on the television.
Yeah.
And we got to have a better TV. So anyway, it's fine. It works because I don't watch that much TV. So sex in the news. Did Carmageddon cause a baby boom in L.A.?
Oh, God. No one cared about that
thing. The shutdown of the 405 freeway in Los Angeles last July may not have created the citywide chaos many predicted, but it's causing quite a stir in the delivery room 9 months later. Midwives and delivery room doctors are reporting a spike in births, but at the moment, evidence is only anecdotal and may turn out to be just another urban myth like the imagined baby boom after the New York City blackout in 1965. Birth rate stats will be available in a few weeks, so the issue will be settled by then. So they're saying that the freeway is closed and everyone was banging and had kids 9 months ago.
You would think it was the biggest thing ever.
Have you heard
happened
about this?
LA. Yeah, because I was reading news. I watched the television, unlike yourself. So that's why you're just finding out about this. But they're shutting down the freeway, and they thought that it was the end of the world. That's what they're calling it, Carmageddon. It was ridiculous. No one cared.
I mean, I remember when that happened, but now they're just saying that their baby, everyone was just getting down and having babies.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a big deal when it closed down. I remember that.
Same thing here in San Francisco is anytime the bridge closes, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Well, you just take another bridge.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
I don't think people are going to be staying home and banging. Even though we wish they were.
Yeah.
But I don't think
I hope it's a good opportunity to stay home and bang. I hope everything's a good opportunity to stay home and have some sex.
Yes.
Okay. In post-Soviet Russia, mistress keeps you secret. Vladimir Putin hides his wife in a castle in order to continue his affairs. She's set to be the first lady of Russia for the third time, but nobody seems to know where Ludmila Putina is. Sources say her strongman husband has her tucked away in a state-built guest house near the Estonian border.
She's dead.
So he can continue sticking his Sputnik into the spy-turned-laundry model Anna Chapman. Of course, the iron-fisted leader has denied all such charges, and his supporters say that Russia's first wives avoid the limelight. So his wife is really avoiding the limelight.
Nah.
For context, Putin is already rumored to have fathered a love child with a 28-year-old Olympic gymnast. He also hunted a tiger on live TV.
Wow. This guy sounds
people
like everyday
out of the
badass.
I mean, America, we're all uptight. You have a mistress there. It's just like, yeah, my mistress is in the castle. I don't talk to her that much.
What if?
Okay, the Secret Service sex scandal helps out Sugar Daddy Travel Service. So this is interesting. We had these guys on the show a few times, Sugar Daddy Dating. It's called SeekingArrangement.com. So basically, to avoid getting caught with your pants down like the dozen or so Secret Service officers and their Colombian prostitute companions last week, it's time to sign up for MissTravel.com, a dating site launched by the owner of the Sugar Daddy Dating site Seeking Arrangement called – he's a dating entrepreneur, Brandon is. He started the site. He says Miss Travel could help out, quote, generous traveling businessmen by pairing them with, quote, beautiful young women or men who can't afford to travel, thus ensuing they won't fall prey to any local ladies or ladyboys of the night. So according to Wade, since the site was launched a few weeks ago, 11,000 people have signed up, including 1,000 New Yorkers. So basically it's a server. So the Sugar Daddy Babying site is for, like, young women who are, like, in college or whatever, trying to get their rent paid, and they like sleep with older men who pay for their rent and buy them shoes. So it's a really popular dating site. But this is saying, like, hey, Secret Service guys, if you brought your own bitch with you, you wouldn't have had to sleep with a prostitute.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's dating.
You got to rent a bitch, but you can't explain that to the president. Oh, who's this
exactly
young skank that's hanging out with you? Like, oh yeah,
stupid.
It's my rent a chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Actually, I think that's worse.
You know, I do have something to share. I was sometimes I just go crazy with the internet, and I sit down and I start just Googling things.
Okay.
And so,
crazy man.
I saw something on television about Albert Einstein, and there was like some secret project that he worked on, and it was called the Philadelphia Project or something. He made a ship disappear, and then when it came back, it was all effed up and stuff like that. Anyway, so I started delving into his life. And with his first marriage, it was hilarious. So apparently he wanted to get a divorce in his first marriage. But his wife didn't want to leave him because he was off being a player.
Right.
He was like banging chicks left and right.
He was a sex addict.
Yeah, he was banging chicks left and right.
Right.
And so she wouldn't leave. So he says, all right, I'm going to make a contract. And the contract is hilarious. He goes, all right, you can stay, but you must wash all my clothes, make me 3 meals a day.
And isn't that what wives did that back then?
Yeah, they and they should still do that now. Anyways, and
right.
And like one of the last things is like, you know, stay out of his way, and then there's
don't talk to me.
Yeah, no sexual contact or anything like that. And she apparently agreed and stuck around.
Wow.
But he was still like off.
I remember reading that he was a sex addict. They say he was a sex addict.
Yeah,
Albert Einstein.
It was pretty funny. Yeah. And then also they dissected his brain, and in his brain, like where it transfers information, he had a larger amount of cells in that area. Also, he didn't have this one wrinkle. It was just straight, and where people normally have a wrinkle, where it was able for him to process information faster, too.
So he really was smart, like, because it was
– Yeah, he was born.
Genetics.
Yeah.
He was born smart. Why was I born with so many wrinkles and things in my brain?
I don't know, man. Make it straight, dude.
I just want to be straight.
Give me some extra cells up in there.
I want some cells up in my brain. Jesus, I know I've probably killed a lot of them. It's not good. So, not just on Friday when we were at the park.
Yeah.
That was fun. Okay. I've got some emails for you.
And?
Thanks, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. We try to get to most of your emails, and we want to help you and change your life. Okay. Dear Emily, I know Menace makes it sound like he's joking, but just want to put a vote in against jackrabbiting. Nice and slow for me and my spouse. Jackrabbit sex is what we're talking about when the man's on top of the woman.
That's the best.
Okay.
At least for guys.
In fact, as part of it pulling all the way out, teasing the entrance before going back in feels great for both of us. And frankly, I'm too damned old. I'm only in my late 40s to want to do that. Sometimes fast, but not often. And I don't think our fast qualifies as jackrabbiting. If he really is into jackrabbiting, I wonder if he's used your Kegel Camp app and his significant other used it. That would help. Slow and rhythmic with strong use of PC muscles would be more pleasurable than acting like a jackhammer with no strong PC muscle contractions. I wonder if jackrabbiting is like going to a loud, noisy club bar. Great when I was young, but now I just want to have a conversation with my spouse and not have to shout. Please, please, please let us know the air date. Can't wait to see you on the Bravo TV show. Hope you have an awesome week. And the name got cut off here, so I don't know what it's from. But thank you so much for emailing. And I guess what we were talking about is one of the biggest complaints we get from women is jackrabbit sex, when the guy's just on top pounding away. Because there's a lot of reasons for that. It's just, it feels good for the guy. But the woman needs to have her clitoris stimulated. And a lot of times just that in and out really deep, really fast, just doesn't feel good for a woman. But unfortunately, that's what feels really good for a man. So you kind of got to, like, do what he says, which is really smart, and that's teasing the entrance, not putting it all the way before going back in, going slow. And I think that's all really important. And also your PC muscles, which is why I have two balls inside of my vagina right now, because I'm measuring my I'm exercising my PC muscles. They're really important to use and contract during sex because it feels amazing. And I can contract my muscles around penis, or a guy can contract his muscles, and Kegels are awesome.
It's very interesting.
And jackrabbiting, Menace doesn't really like jackrabbiting. He probably really does like it, but that's not all he does.
Yeah. I mean, guys really enjoy the jackrabbit because that's what feels good for them. But of course,
but
you know.
But of course, it doesn't feel
never,
good for the woman.
Yeah, you can never do what you want to do, fellas. I'm sorry.
It's true.
It's all about the women and what they want, and you know what? You're just going to have to
because
suffer for
the rest
of your life.
Because it's harder for women to get off, and women...
Good luck.
It's men
just
can
masturbate.
Get off when the wind blows.
It's cheaper. You don't have to deal with them.
Stop it, Menace. Stop it. Dear Emily. Emily Menace.
Yes.
Being a younger man, I became nervous about older women. How would you suggest approaching an older woman / cougar? Also, how would you suggest approaching a woman who's very conservative about either me dominating her or her dominating me? This is Joe from AL. Is that Alaska or Alabama?
I believe that's a good question. Alaska or Alabama? I'm saying Alabama.
Alabama.
See, I was right.
I thought we haven't gotten, I don't know if we've got him from Alaska, but okay. You're nervous about older women. Are you saying, Joe, that you want to date older women? And I would just suggest approaching an older woman / cougar. His words, not mine. Just any way you'd address any other woman. I mean, a lot of times the stereotype against a cougar, have you heard this about an urban cougar, or women who are, they say it's 35 and older or 40 and older, and they typically only, their mission is to date younger men. and they want no strings attached sex. Perhaps they're a woman who's – the profile is typically a woman who's made it on her own. Maybe she's divorced, doesn't really want a connection, doesn't really want a relationship, but she's just in it for the sex. So those women must be pretty fun to, I would say, approach them, buy her a drink, you know, just start chatting up and be confident and be yourself. I would actually be the same advice I'd give you about approaching anyone else, but I wouldn't be nervous about it because if anything, if this is a cougar that you're talking about, she's out and about to have fun, have a good time. So I would think that this would be the easier type of woman to approach. And I would just say, just start talking. There are no fancy pickup lines. It's just confidence. Being yourself, being funny, asking her questions about herself, telling her she looks good.
The question I would ask is, may I see your bank account?
Right.
Because that's the only, you know, benefit of dating an older woman.
Menace. Sometimes you just say stupid things.
What? Okay, tell me what the benefit is. Oh, they're more experienced in bed.
Well,
blah,
you just
blah,
might be
whatever.
Attracted to the person. What does it have to matter, age? You might just be attracted to her and she's older or she's younger. It doesn't matter. But just to say that you just want to see your bank account is... lame. Okay. Also, he wants to know, how would you suggest approaching a woman who's conservative about either me dominating her or her dominating me? Well, I would say that domination is a big fantasy for women. A lot of women want to be dominated by a man. A lot of men want to be dominated. And I would start with just talking to her about some of her fantasies, what turns her on, ask her if she's ever been tied up. You could go buy something like a bondage tape, which I love. Goodbye, good vibes. It's really easy to tie someone up. But I think the first thing you got to do is not necessarily in the bedroom, but just like one day we were talking, be like, what's your fantasies or what's the kinkiest thing you want to do or that you've tried? And just start the conversation or you could say, like, how would you feel if I tied you up? I mean, just ask. Really? There's no special fancy language. It's just really getting a dialogue going about, you know, tell her to think about the most erotic fantasy she has. See if she'll share it with you and see if anything has to do with domination or submission. Now, for you being dominated, it's a little trickier just because it's not as typical for men to ask to be dominated. A lot of men want to be dominated, but they don't like to ask for it because they feel like, you know, it'll make me seem weak. Maybe she's not into it. But a lot of women aren't into it just because they've never done it or they're not as experienced it because typically men are the dominators. Right? Would you say that mm-hmm. menace most of your relationships you're dominating sexually?
Yeah. I mean, not as much.
You have women dominate you more?
Yeah.
What do you mean? They climb on top of you and...
Yeah. I hang out with women that initiate.
Right.
Which is good.
But all the time, have you ever had a woman try to dominate you?
Yeah, but, you know, there's some things I don't like.
Right. Some things you do like, though?
Some things I do like.
Like
I
what?
Mean, them initiating is being dominant.
Right.
Right?
Right. Them initiating and being like, I've mm-hmm. got you. I'm taking you. I'm tying you up. If you've never tried bondage tape, I've not talked about bondage tape in a while. It looks like a roll of electrical tape that comes in pink, I think in black. And it's you can reuse it. It ties. It sticks to itself. And it's really easy to you can rip it off. You don't need a scissors or anything. And you can tie anything and anyone up. It's called bondage tape. You can get it at Good Vibes. .com and use coupon code GVEmily15. Anyway, I would say just start the conversation with her and then buy some bondage tape. There you go. Dear Emily, will you ever sell merchandise on your website? If so, I would love to order a t-shirt that says, I just had sex with Emily and all I got was this t-shirt. I'm pretty sure you joked about that on previous episodes, but I think it was an excellent idea. Thanks for everything. Your show is fantastic. Tyler from Calgary, Canada. Tyler, I am going to sell those on my website starting soon. We've gotten a lot of requests for them. We only have enough for me now and the people who work for me. And Menace has one that he never wore. But
because it had a jizz stain on it.
It was dirty. Sorry. We didn't have a lot of money.
See how I get treated around here, people? First, I asked for condoms. It takes 3 months to get here. Finally, I get a shirt from the show and it has a jizz stain on it.
You wash it. What the fuck?
Why do you get upset when I make comments like that? I'm just being real.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about. But the t-shirt had a little stain on it and we had to make them like, by hand. We had no money to buy a lot of them. But Tyler, we'll get you a t-shirt. I'm going to sell them on the new website.
There was jizz all over it.
There was not jizz over it. Yeah, we jizzed on it before we gave it. We picked them
probably
up that
did.
Morning. No, we didn't. Okay.
Why are you giving me a dirty
jizz.
Look?
But
chill
don't you think
out.
That's a cute t-shirt? I had sex with Emily and all I got was a t-shirt.
Yeah,
you saw them. They're
you've
cute.
Been talking about it forever. We got to get
years
it done.
And years.
Got to get that
oh,
done.
Menace.
But you need to come out with the whole product line. Just do it already. Gosh.
I'm working on it.
You know enough people. Just make it happen.
I'm working on it, dude. I am.
Get Just don't steal my dump truck idea, because
dude, you don't
guys,
even know your dump truck idea.
The guys
is.
That I've been working with, the scientists in Japan, are almost done. It's just an overheating issue that's going on right now.
Really?
A lot of overheating.
Shut up, Menace. The dump truck. You're so dumb. A dump truck. That's what it's going to be called.
Oh, that's a good comeback.
Just kidding. It's not that smart, is it? Okay, undressing is our topic.
Ooh,
yeah. Undressing is a very important science. And I think that what happens a lot of couples email, we've been together well, sex has kind of died, our sex life, our desire, or whatever. It is really important to bring back undressing your partner. Because it's a very hot thing to do. Women, we always talk about how we need foreplay. And it should be a seductive, not always, not every time. Sometimes you can both just get undressed and jump in bed. But undressing a woman should be a very seductive and slow process, especially the first few times. You don't want to take off too much too quickly. Especially if it's your first time being together. So I'm talking about couples spicing it up, but I'm also talking about the first time you're with someone. So this is and for couples who have been together a while, it's good to listen to these things because you can be like, oh yeah, that used to be hot when I undressed her. And then you could bring that back into your relationship. But a woman wants to feel comfortable and aroused before she's bearing it all to you. So you could start by unbuttoning a few buttons on her blouse, pull up her skirt just a bit, and gauge her reaction from there. So I always think it's hot when a man is like, I told you about that guy I dated. I know I've said this on the show. Like, I was dating him last year, the year before, and he'd be like, look at me at night. We were like, get back from dinner. He'd be like, why aren't you naked yet? And I'd be like, why don't you fucking undress me? Why don't you just make an effort? Why aren't you naked yet? That's what he said to me every time. Like, he didn't want to make the effort to undress me.
Oh.
And I thought that was super lame because it's really, that is part of the foreplay. It's hot to keep the underwear on. It's hot to keep the bra on for a while. So if you pay attention to her cues, you'll be able to pace yourself in the undressing process. I mean, she might be like, rip it off already, but there's something really hot and seductive to slowly taking things off. So shoes on, I love you that she take the shoes off. A lot of women like to keep their shoes on during sex. It's kind of hot.
Yeah, if you have nice shoes.
If you have nice shoes on, not Uggs maybe, but if you had a nice pair of shoes on, so keep them on as long
boots.
As possible.
Boots are nice. Just not the boots where they go, the high boots that go over the knee. Just,
you hate those.
It looks like you're going fly fishing.
I know.
Just don't
I don't like
do
those
it.
Either. I bought a pair and
little,
I got rid of them.
Little below the knee. It's
they
fine.
Weren't that attractive on me. Okay, move down the body from top to bottom and remove the shoes as the grand finale if possible. So, and a lot of women also feel powerful and seductive when you leave their shoes on. So another thing is to kind of linger in her lingerie. So if she's not, doesn't have to be fancy lingerie, her bras and underwear. The natural impulse is to just rip each other's clothes off and go for it. Instead, try to keep the tension building. So you understand the basic process of seducing each other has to do with undressing. This is a major, major, this is a very important issue that we're talking about today because it keeps the tension going. Once you take it off, you only go right to banging each other.
To the bone.
And you could make it really hot by like not taking her shirt off right away or slowly undressing it and then removing her bra. Making the most of that anticipatory moment before sex will get both of your arousal levels up. This is kind of like the teasing thing that we talk about. So instead of taking your clothes off, you can run your fingers over her erogenous zones, letting the texture of the cloth amplify your touch. What does this mean? It is so hot when a guy rubs his fingers over my clothing. So the way the clothes like feel on my nipples or like by the way my underwear feels when he rubs over that is the hottest thing. And I know a lot of women feel the same way. It's not just me. And guys feel that way too, getting rubbed first over. I know that you probably just want to cut to the chase and get the blowjob going. But it is hot to delay it and to rub over the underwear and rub all the other erogenous zones. Are you frustrated?
Yeah.
You hate it?
Yes.
Slide your fingers under waistbands and straps, but not too far. That feels really good too. So I still have my bra on, but you're rubbing your fingers like under, sliding your fingers underneath waistbands and straps. Undergarments, underwear, create the right amount of obstacle to sex. So it's an obstacle that you should look at as like this thing that's building towards something bigger. Before you remove those last pieces of fabric, kiss and touch everywhere else. So this is just another way to delay it. Build up the anticipation with eye contact until you can't stand it anymore. This is an excerpt.
Is a guy doing it to a girl or a girl doing it to me?
This is a girl guy doing it to a girl, but a girl can do it to a guy the same thing. Guys like that too.
Look, I'll do that to you all day if you want, but I just, if it's you on me, I don't want it.
Right. Okay. Just forget some it. Guys might like that.
Yeah.
Are you a guy that would like to be undressed slowly? Let me know. Feedback@sexwithemily.com. Menace doesn't like it. Menace is just like, why aren't you giving me a blowjob yet, bitch?
But, yeah.
But there is something hot to this. So actually removing the clothing. So you got the bra. A lot of men struggle with bras, but you get easier. It gets easier as you get older, right? Getting the bra off?
Yeah. It's still a struggle, but
take sometimes. Your time removing it. Slowly slide the straps down while caressing her shoulders. These are some excerpts from a book, by the way, which is called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can buy it on Amazon.
Do you like when guys just rip your underwear off?
No. Rip it?
Yeah.
That's kind of hot, actually.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy, guys. If you do it from the side...
But you should check first, because if they're like my really nice favorite underwear, I don't want you ripping them off.
I don't give a F.
But it's hot when a guy rips off your underwear.
It's from the side, from the hip, right there. You just pull it right there, and you can just rip it apart.
Like, is that what you do? See, that's
hot. Yeah, it's easy. Just throw it on the ground. I don't care if it's your favorite Victoria's Secret. You can get another.
It's all worth it for the moment of passion.
I have like 80 pairs of underwear. I don't have any pairs that are my favorite.
No, I do. I'm
you
wearing
do?
My favorite pair right now with my balls inside me.
Wow.
So, buttons. Whenever your partner's wearing buttons, make sure you are the person unbuttoning them. If it has buttons, undo them one at a time and kiss or lick each new inch of torso as it's exposed. This is for men and women. Tease his nipples just a bit. Tease her nipples just a bit. If the shirt is one that slips over the head, ask him to raise his arms and tug it off. Or same with her, too, if she's got buttons on her shirt. Underwear. So this is for the guy. Use your fingertips. This is for the woman, for the man. Use your fingertips to trace the outline of their privates through the thin underwear fabric. Place a finger or two under the waistband, but don't go too far down. Don't you think that's hot when you're just getting started and she starts rubbing her hands underneath the band of your underwear? You don't think that's hot and feels good? Like she's not quite grabbing you yet? There's just the slow process of sex, of getting there.
There's so many things that you think that women do that's hot, and just guys will just deal with it because they're all whatever. I'm just gonna get laid.
This is what women want, and men a lot of
men
like it.
Okay, we'll do that to you. Fine, if that's what you want, that we'll do that to you.
Speak. You need to disclaim that you don't speak for every man because I'm telling you.
Because then every like 5,000 guys are gonna email.
Right, so
because they're just happy getting laid and they're just happy having a girl touching them.
I've seen men get completely turned on and lose their mind over delaying taking off their underwear. Okay? Not one man, several men. It's you just feel differently, and I respect that, but you do not speak for everyone.
I'm speaking for 95% of the male population.
No, you're not, Menace. You're not. And don't say that.
And all the 5%ers are the ones that email.
Okay. Perform a striptease. A woman can perform a striptease. Do you like that?
But I would laugh. So
would
hard.
You laugh?
Yeah. Well,
not that she like has music going and the whole thing, but would you really laugh?
Yeah, it's just funny to me when women try to act sexy. When
don't
they try to act
seriously.
Sexy,
it's
just
sexy,
hilarious.
But you may be more comfortable and have more fun if you don't try too hard or take it too
seriously. I mean, if it's playful, then I'd probably go with
it's
it. But
playful.
If they're like,
it's not like dun dun dun.
If they're trying to be sexy, I'd probably laugh.
I know,
laugh
you
in
hate when women. No, but this is like playful. So have your partner. I think this is hot. Have your partner. So have your boyfriend. Pick out your lover. Pick out the clothes that he'd like to see you remove. So I think that's hot. If a guy's like, oh, put that dress on. That's really hot.
So I can take it off?
No, I'm doing a striptease for you, but I want to see what you want me to wear.
Okay.
So I ask you first, what outfit do you find hot on me? Tease him by running your hands over your clothed body. Skirts can be difficult. Pin it to the floor with one foot, then step out of it with the other. Cock your hop to the side to flatter any type of figure. Cut your hip, not hop. Your hip. So it is true that women, when you move your hip to the side, it looks more attractive. It balances your weight. Play with your hair for sensual appeal. Pull it away from your face, then let it fall loose, sexy tendrils. Eye contact enhances mutual attraction. So be sure to watch your partner watching you. A striptease when it's playful and fun.
That's cool.
Okay. A man stripping. Here's some details for here's some tips for a man.
You don't need
the body of an athlete or the moves of a Chippendales dancer to put on a hot show for your partner. Just let yourself get caught in the moment and don't worry too much about being sexy and wonderful. Tearaway pants and thong bikinis are not required. Just wear the clothes that she likes to see you in and that make you feel confident, whether that means suit or boxer briefs. Seat your audience of one, put on some sexy music, and stand a few feet in front of her. Tighten up your abs, arch your back slightly so you look your best. Move your hips in time with the music. So the guy's got to use the music.
Oh, man.
Maintain eye contact as you place one foot between your legs and circle your hips over her thigh. I think this would be hard if a guy did a striptease for me. Bend your knees, grind against her, turn around, shake your butt. Remove your clothing slowly, sliding your hands all over your body. To heighten the sexual tension, follow the rules of a strip club. She can look, but she can't touch. Get as close as you can without actually making contact with her or brush across her skin briefly.
Quick question.
Yes.
What song would you want playing if a guy was stripping for you?
I don't care. Whatever song he likes. Whatever
on,
song
something.
Made him feel good. I don't have a song. I'm not good with songs. It's not my thing.
Barry White?
No.
No?
What else?
Marvin Gaye?
Maybe. Marvin Gaye.
Slayer.
Is it too cliche?
Guns N' Roses?
No. It would have to be something that made him feel sexy. So I don't care.
Okay.
What song would you want playing when your girl strips for you?
What song would I want her playing? Well, see, I'm not into that, so it'd be kind of hard for me. When a man loves a woman.
Oh.
When a man
That's
loves
nice.
A woman. Who sings that?
I don't know.
That's
when
a good
man
song.
Loves a woman.
That's a really good song. I'm gonna download that today.
You should download that today. So undressing, we're just saying it's another part of foreplay. We're always talking about ways to spice it up and keep it hot. And, you know, sometimes, sure, you can throw her against the wall and rip her clothes off or on the bed and rip her clothes off. There's nothing wrong with that. None of these are absolutes every single time you have to do it this way. But I'm just reiterating that I know that there's a lot of women I've talked to, I've heard from, that are like, why don't guys undress anymore? You date them for a month and then they're like, get naked. Why aren't you naked right now? It's like, why don't you freaking undress me? It's hot. Feels good. And I think everyone should try it tonight.
They should.
They should. What's wrong? You're looking up who sings your favorite song?
Yeah, there's a couple versions, huh?
Percy Sledge, that's right.
Yeah, love doo-wop.
And I know all this stuff sounds kind of silly, like you're going to be laughing, like if Menace was doing a striptease in front of you. But it's okay to laugh and be playful and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't try to be serious. I mean, at least around me. Just don't.
Have to be sexy.
Just
Who's
don't
calling
do
you
it?
In the middle of the show? Just kidding. Okay. That's all we got time for today.
That's it. It's a wrap.
Anything
We're here at the
Stitcher
Studios in San Francisco, California. You can download the app for free. Just go to your Android store or whatever the hell it is, iTunes store. You download it. And then once you download it, you search Sex with Emily. You can listen to the podcast wherever you go on your smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. They're very good to us here.
We love them. And also just to mention again that we are looking for interns. If you know anyone smart in the Bay Area, feedback@sexwithemily.com. And also this show is brought to you by Jimmy Jane. We love all their products. Go to jimmyjane.com. Use coupon code SPRING and you get $25 off purchases of $100 or more. They make amazing gifts. They make beautiful products. I'm such a fan. So check them out. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.